Welcome back to Intrepid Healthcare. I'm your host, Joe Lavelle, and I'm really excited to bring you a very special episode of the ICD-10 Roundtable. We're going to get right to it today. We're joined by Kate Warnock, Social Media Manager for GuideWell, the parent company of Florida Blue. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's our pleasure for sure. Could you take a few seconds and inform the audience about you and your background?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I'm the social media manager for GuideWell, and GuideWell is the parent company for Florida Blue. Florida Blue is the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan of Florida, and I have been managing the ICD-10 social communications for Florida Blue for the last couple of years, so that's why we're here today.
Great. Could you give us a quick, maybe 10,000-foot overview of Florida Blue?
Absolutely. So, like I said, we're the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan of Florida, but back in 2012, we rebranded ourselves as Florida Blue, really as a direct response to the Affordable Care Act. We knew that with the ACA that many more consumers were going to be in the market, and we felt it very, very important for our company to, you know, recognize that the consumer needs to come first. And that's why we put Florida first in our name. So that was, like I said, done in 2012. And since that time, you know, we feel very strongly not about just supporting our consumers, but all constituents, you know, including our providers and other audiences that we work with on a regular basis. So
sounds great.
That's where my role is. Yeah, my role is in making social media relevant to a variety of audiences.
Well, Kate, I came to know you because Florida Blue does such a great job providing thought leadership for ICD-10 through your Open Line Friday. Why is it important for Florida Blue to commit the resources for Open Line Friday?
Well, thank you for asking us about that, Joe. So our Open Line Friday is a monthly teleconference that we host, that we have broad engagement and involvement with a standing panel of experts who come from a variety of places, Mayo Clinic, Tampa General Hospital, Baptist Health South Florida. We have, featured speakers and such. And the reason why we do that, Joe, is because we honestly believe ICD-10 is well worth that effort. We know that when those codes are in place, ultimately the consumer is going to benefit because the data that is collected through ICD-10 is going to help us determine what care is the safest, what is of the highest quality, and what affords us the highest value. So that's the first reason that we have Open Line Friday as a dedicated resource. The second is we also understand that if there's a lack of understanding around ICD-10 compliance and readiness by October 1st, it could really adversely impact the entire healthcare value chain. So our goal is to engage as many physicians, providers, small practices, everyone who is impacted by this, in these series of calls so that they understand what they need to do to be ready and why they would want to go ahead and put those steps in place now. And then lastly, like I said, it's about sharing this information, not just from our perspective, but from a variety of resources. And that's where we feel that we can really take all the objections that might be out there in the industry and address them in a very cogent way with people who are directly, you know, have experience with it. So, you know, we might have testimonials from small practices who have already adopted ICD-10, and then we can share with our audience what exactly were the steps they put in place, how did they handle the training, what was the financial ramifications for their practice. So this is all why we feel, you know, Open Line Friday and our social support of that is really as out there as a resource to help educate and inform in a meaningful way everyone who must be involved with ICD-10 compliance.
Well, kudos to you and your colleagues at Florida Blue. It's a great service, and I, for one, am a huge consumer of what you're doing, and you've taught me many things, so thank you for that.
Well, you know, Joe, thank you so much for sharing that. We know how well-versed you are on the topic, but I think that if one thing that our listeners would know is that CMS dials in every month. So we even have CMS, as you know, the nation's largest payer, is also listening in. And while they're not able to participate as panelists, they absolutely feel the same way and send our recordings around their organization as well.
Kate, what can you tell us about Florida Blue's goals with respect to social media in general?
In general, Joe, you know, a lot of our social presence is meant to be addressing the consumer, like we said. So, you know, we have a variety of social sites, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and such. And that's meant to help us humanize our brand. You know, we want to go and have meaningful conversations with our audience where they choose to engage. And so that's our first goal, is to help humanize the brand by sharing really great content in the places where our audiences are already present. The second one is to tap into the professional expertise of our Florida Blue leadership and help extend thought leadership in those places that we feel are important to us as a company. So that might be health policy, it might be health innovation, it might be around new care delivery, and that's all, again, to help inform our constituents in a way that we feel like we have an opinion or a position to share. And then our final goal for social media here at Florida Blue is to really leverage social networks across all of our areas of business. So not just communications or not just marketing benefits from that social connection, but all lines of business within our company can benefit from using social networks, using that direct connection, and take those social learnings and apply them back to their business so that we can continuously improve and provide the most meaningful solutions for the audiences we're serving.
You know, Kate, we both participated in one of Cario's weekly tweet chats a couple weeks ago, and the topic was ICD-10. What did your team at Florida Blue learn from that experience?
First off, we learned that you are a fantastic host, Joe, because you were the host of that particular chat, and we thought you did a fantastic job. You asked great questions, but really our takeaway from that was just how passionate people are around this topic. I think you had mentioned there were over 300 participants, is that right, on that particular chat? And, you know, for us to see firsthand, as much as we tweet about ICD-10, Joe, you know, Cario Chat being that standing weekly chat, and it's very well communicated and such. Just seeing that degree of involvement for us was very exciting. It was also very validating to see that a lot of the participants held a very similar position to the one that we have around ICD-10. I know for George Vancor, who was sitting with us in front of those monitors, George is the host of our Open Line Friday teleconference. He really was blown away by seeing this conversation happen in real time and saw the parallels between the social chat and the conversations he hosts on those monthly telephone calls. So there's so many similarities between the conversations there. Finally, I think it was really validating for us, too, to see just the opportunity there is to network through those chats, to identify some potential future partners or those who, like we said, might share a similar position and have them help us amplify our message. You know, ultimately, Joe, we really do want to engage more small practices, more physicians, more hospitals and such in the ICD-10 conversation so that we all benefit by 2000, you know, the start date, October 15th, 2015. But also, you know, we feel like we can return the favor for those who engage with us socially by really beginning to connect them with our Open Line Friday teleconference series. You know, maybe feature them as a guest or, you know, like we did with you and Steve, you know, have you join our panel for a particular call and share their perspective with our other audience. So it was a lot of great takeaways for us and helped to inform our 2015 strategy.
Kind of sets up my next couple of questions. You, Steve Sisko, and I have been working on an idea to help move this conversation forward with ICD-10 in a positive direction. Will you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, you and Steve were both on our radar very early on when we first started sharing our Open Line Friday content through live tweeting. It's the third Friday of every month. We saw very quickly that you and Steve Sisko were very engaged with our content. And so checking you out and seeing the thought leaders that you guys are in this space really made us want to get to know you more closely. And I feel like over the last year or so, we've started to do that. And I think that culminated in December last year when we did ask you and Steve to join us on that Open Line Friday panel. And you gave us really just excellent perspective on the social landscape and help tee up, like I said, some thoughts around what we can do to move the needle here on the ICD-10 conversation. So that's where we had decided after that December phone call, that it is really time to activate our social base and really connect the two audiences that we have been cultivating, one through Open Line Friday and the other through Twitter, and really join forces and say, what is it that we can do to help make that ICD-10 conversation more robust and more meaningful for a greater audience? So that's where we're going. We are going to start with our tweet chats in February, and have decided that we're going to host a series of chats around ICD-10, and we're going to call it by the hashtag FLBlueChat. So Florida Blue Chat, but shortened a little bit to be just FLBlueChat.
How exciting. When's the first one, Kate, and how often will you have them?
The idea, we can get our, we have those panelists of experts, and we really want to hopefully connect some of those folks like Laurie Barst from Mayo Clinic or Gail Scott from our panel. If we can get them lined up on Twitter and get them chat enabled. So the idea is for us to launch them February 11th and then have weekly chats, so each Wednesday from noon to 1 through March 4th. And we really feel like we can address not just the objections that might be out there around ICD-10, but again, share testimonials from people who've gone through this, ask the questions that aren't being asked so that we're sure that we're getting them fully addressed from this particular audience, as well as really talking about the cost of not adopting ICD-10. So those are the topics at a broad level that we hope to start addressing. Like I said, February 11th, starting at noon, using hashtag FLBlueChat.
Perfect. So put it on your calendar right now. Well, Kate, I hate to say it, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, where can people go to contact you and learn more about Florida Blue?
Well, to contact me, I would love for folks to either connect with me on LinkedIn or on Twitter. And my handle there is M as in Mary, Kate Warnock, so at M Kate Warnock on Twitter. And to find out more about Florida Blue, just go to floridablue.com. If they want to find more information on ICD-10, they can just enter that in the search bar or go to the provider section. You'll see the ICD-10 category right there on that right side of the page.
Kate, it was my great pleasure to have you on our show. Thanks for sharing this great event that we're teeing up. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're really looking forward to having your expertise as part of it, Joseph. Thanks again for having me on your ICD-10 roundtable today.
Always our pleasure. That wraps our broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Kate Warnock, I'm Joe Lavelle, and we'll see you soon on Intrepid Healthcare. What you want. Come on.